Easter Sunday, the greatest of days. We open our eyes to see an empty tomb where we expected to find death. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And so the church celebrates the feast just as the apostles did, by eating and drinking with the risen Lord. Find out more next on Breaking the Bread. Jesus is nowhere to be seen. Yet today's gospel tells us what Peter and John saw and believed. What did they see? Burial shrouds lying on the floor of an empty tomb. Maybe that convinced them that he hadn't been carted off by grave robbers, who usually stole the expensive burial linens and left the corpses behind. But notice the repetition of the word tomb 7 times in 9 verses. They saw the empty tomb, and they believed what he had promised, that God would raise him on the 3rd day. And so, chosen to be his witnesses, the first reading tells us this Sunday, the apostles were commissioned to preach and testify to all that they had seen, from his anointing with the Holy Spirit at the Jordan to the empty tomb. More than their own experience, they were instructed in the mysteries of God's saving plan to know how all the prophets bear witness to him. Now they could understand the scriptures, could teach us what he had told them, that he was the stone which the builders rejected, which today's psalm prophesies, his resurrection and exaltation. We are the children of the apostolic witnesses. That is why we still gather early in the morning on the 1st day of every week to celebrate this Easter feast of the empty tomb, to give thanks for Christ our life, as the epistle calls him. Baptized into his death and resurrection, we live the heavenly life of the risen Christ. Our lives are hidden with Christ in God, as St. Paul writes. We are now his witnesses too. But we testify to things we cannot see except by faith. We seek in earthly things that which is above. We live in memory of the apostles' witness, like them, eating and drinking with the risen Lord at his altar. And we wait in hope for what the apostles told us would come, the day when we too will appear with him in glory. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535.